This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, what a mess we're in. Jeez. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy Friday. Friday morning.
Bert, I was thinking, you know, maybe I could come over and we could have one of those new test tube chicken sandwiches. You know, the U.S. duh is well, here's the headline. Reuters, lab-grown meat cleared for human consumption by U.S. regulator, end quote. So we can have test tube chicken. What do you think? Want to get one?
I'm wondering, do those chickens have personalities when they're in the test tube?
Very interesting. Our chickens absolutely have personalities. We have free range, cage free chickens. And what we do is we protect them at night so that predators don't kill them. But during the rest of the day, they go out there and they hunt for bugs and they do a great job. And they do have personalities. I can call them and they come running. You know, they recognize me. Sometimes they come over without me calling them. They're wonderful, and they do have personalities. And so do the cows. And so do the dogs and cats. And each one is unique. You know, some of them have similar personalities, but not identical. And a good point. Wow, you've got a great syllabus today. I saw it.
Yeah, and I was going to say, just to start off, it's not on the syllabus, but breaking news right as we're speaking, Twitter, and we know Elon Musk has purchased Twitter, probably not the best corporate merger, purchase, whatever you want to call it, reorganization, but put that aside, he yesterday gave company employees, Vince, an ultimatum to commit to, quote, hardcore work, or leave the company, and he did offer them 3 months' pay if they left. Vince, what do you think? Now, keep in mind, these are workers in San Francisco that have been working from home, drinking latte where they type on one finger and sip coffee on the other and pet their cats and look out the window, and it wasn't known as the hardest work environment. So what do you think most of the employees did this morning?
Well, you said they were typing with one finger, so that left them one other finger, right? I think they used that finger. I think they used the other finger and gave it to Elon Musk.
Yeah, so apparently, now keep in mind, this comes after last week and the week before, right after Elon took over the company, he already let a significant amount of the people go. He gave layoff notices, so this is of the people left. Apparently, Vince, most people elected not to show up for work and take the three-month offer of pay, and there's almost nobody left at Twitter. They had to lock the doors, close the headquarters. They're in disarray. I do not use Twitter, so I don't know if it's running. You would presume that most of the computer systems can sort of, at least in the short run, manage themselves and keep operation going. But I got to tell you, it's a mess, Vince. And apparently, the vast majority of people decided, I'll take the 3 months' pay and take my luck on finding another job in the tech industry.
Yeah. Well, Here's what I know, Bert. I know this for a fact. I used to be a computer jockey for several banks, actually three. And what I know is that those computers don't run themselves. I mean, they work, and something goes wrong. And they used to call them glitches. Well, a glitch to me is an unreproducible event. It's just something that happens. It's kind of a random thing. It happens at an unexpected time, and it's something you don't really know if it's going to happen. It's different from a software error. It's different from a hardware error. It's different from an electrical short-term outage. It's just an unreproducible event. But the glitches are, that's the term that's used for something's gone wrong. But here's what I do know. Glitches happen. Software errors happen. Hardware errors happen. Hardware failures happen. Power outages happen, even if they're in the millisecond range. But computers don't like that. And sometimes the cooling system doesn't work right. Sometimes there's a thermal transfer that doesn't work right, and a part overheats. Those darn capacitors quit after 10 years. So there are a lot of things that can go wrong, and they do go wrong. That's why they have replaceable circuit boards, or cards as they're called in the industry. So if you put all that together, these computers are just not flat out not going to run by themselves, because the engineers, the hardware engineers, the software engineers, the technicians, their job is to keep these things running. And that's what I used to do. I used to build systems, and then my job was to keep them working after I built them. And I know it was a full-time job. Sometimes I had to go in the middle of the night and weekends, you know, to fix problems. So what I'm saying is, you can set this Twitter machine on autopilot, and it'll fly for a little while, and then it'll crash. No question.
Well, I guess back in your day with the computers, wasn't it mostly replacing tubes in the rack, computer racks?
No. I'm talking about before tubes. No, I'm talking about before tubes. Now we were using rheostats, and analog meters. That's what we were using. No, I'm kidding, but you know, the first computer I made in elementary school was with rheostats and an analog meter, and it was an analog computer. But the bottom line is, Bert, there's no way that computers will just keep running and running and running. And Microsoft had a solution for that. They called that the blue screen, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not so much the computers, although that's an issue. It's who's, you know, monitoring and responding, and it's the human interaction. You know, people complain, I don't like that twit, or, you know, there's things that require human interaction on the screen. You know, let me throw out customer service, account management. You know, did you get your Twitter verification properly established? Those are kind of customer service jobs, which I'm guessing are a large part of the staff of Twitter just interacting. And those, you know, seems like nobody's there. I mean, somebody's got to be there. I think when you lock the doors, do you leave somebody inside headquarters? Somebody's got to be in there.
Well, they have security personnel there to make sure that the system doesn't get sabotaged. However, there have been instances, and it made the news recently, that there were people at Meta, however you want to call Zuckerberg's, you know, company. There were people in the security department who were taking bribes and selling secret information. User account information.
Yeah.
So you can't trust the security guards. You can't trust the police. You can't trust the mayor. You can't even trust the pharaoh, Brandon the First.
Yeah. And the funny situation is most of these companies are now having layoffs. Meta, as you mentioned, announced a huge layoff. Amazon, which is, it's headquartered in Washington State, but they have offices here. They're laying off. So when these Twitter employees decide to that their 90 days is coming up and, you know, they should start looking for another job, they might be surprised that the job market isn't as vibrant as it was in Silicon Valley over, you know, the last 10 or 12 years. So we are experiencing a real downturn in at least the social media companies. Now, Apple is not laying anyone off. They're still doing well. In fact, they can't build enough of their phones is the problem. China, so they need to diversify their manufacturing base. How about building cell phones in the United States, Vince? What do you think of that idea? Or is that a little too radical?
I don't think that's going to fly. It should never have flown to China is really the point. It should never have left. We should never have let our industry leave. But then, you know, we have people with the big chairs like William Jefferson, Blythe Clinton, who thought, why should we make it? You know, why go through all that effort? Well, we'll let the Chinese make it. What a great idea.
Vince, you mentioned China, and that brings up something that I think is important for class. And I believe, Vince, we've built a little bit of trust amongst our listeners, our students that we have. And I got to say, and you got to trust me on this, do not use TikTok. If it's on your phone, take it off. If it's on your child's phone, take it off. TikTok is literally funded by the Chinese government military establishment as an insidious software to spy on people all over the world. I mean, that's literally what it is. I know it's fun. You know, you laugh, you post all these videos and laugh about what happens and how, you know, you can change the way it looks and everything, but it's a subversive software that the Chinese created. And I'm just saying, you know, we don't say a lot of things that forcefully, but you should not have it on your phone. You should not have your children using it. And it's just something that really it should be outlawed. Vince, I know you don't have a cell phone, so you're going to say, not a problem for me, but just do not download or use. If it's on your phone and you're not using it, take it off. Delete it.
You know, Brent, I was thinking about things that are successful today. And so tweets are successful. Real short, out of context, cryptic, hard to understand, can't really put it in perspective as to what it really means because the messages are so short. That's because our attention span is that of a goldfish. We don't have the attention span, so we've lost that. And so people seem to like things that are real short because they, well, heck, we don't have the world's largest audience here at USA Prepares because you actually have to be pretty smart to follow what we're saying. You actually have to be pretty smart to be an instructor. You actually have to do research and know what's going on. So our class is the exception. But if you look at it, if you look at radio, I was told 11, 12 years ago, Vinny, point counterpoint, that's where it's at, you know, so you can, you know, jab each other and it can be real fast and real short, and that's the way to go. And you know, don't let calls last very long, real short, and don't get into the meat of it, just scratch the surface. And I won't do it, and I won't go to video because I believe that you can learn more with audio because you have to stretch your mind. You have to kind of imagine what the other person is saying. Okay? Whereas video, you can kind of not really pay attention. And it goes in one ear, one eye, out the other, and it's not remembered. But for us, for the instructors, we have to actually craft what we say so it can be comprehended and visualized in the mind. So these short success stories like Twitter and TikTok, it's because we have no attention span.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the control.
Yeah, it took me a while to remember who he was, but he called up and said his name was Rich, and I said, who? He said, Rich, and I said, who? And he said he's back. He's done with, or almost done with his canning and hunting and gathering and fishing and all those things that he does. And he's going to be back full-time starting Tuesday, just as he said he would. And he does this every year. He goes and prepares for the winter. And he's going to be back regular schedule starting next week. So it's Dr. Sergey and Dr. Norm Monday for a half hour. The rest of the time it will be me in 5 Minute University on Monday. Then Tuesday, it's Rich. And Wednesday, it's Gwyneth. And then Thursday, it's shared with Kyle and Kathy. And Thursday. And then Friday is Greg and Bert. Bert, back to you.
Vince, did I hear you say winter is winding down? Because
no.
Please don't tell that to the people in Buffalo today.
No. I did not say winter is winding down. What I'm saying is Rich Sheban is winding down his preparedness efforts in Montana, and he'll be back with us on Tuesdays. And what he does is every time this time every year, he goes hunting and fishing and gathering and canning and those kinds of things to prepare for winter. He is a self-reliant guy. He hunts and grows his own food. That's what he does. Lives in a cabin off-grid. So he'll be back every Tuesday. So I just wanted to let our class know that.
Vince, could you imagine getting 4 feet of snow? They say some drifts 4 feet. That's taller than a lot of human beings. Could you imagine trying to get out the door or get in your door? Probably even worse.
Yeah,
when
you
have a 4 foot...
You're talking about the lake effect by Buffalo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Bert, back in the 70s and the 60s, I remember living on the East Coast, and I remember taking slices out of the snow with a snow shovel. You'd go straight down. It's like cutting a piece of cake. And the snow was, it wasn't 4 feet, but it was like a foot and a half or 2 feet. And the drifts might have been 4 feet. But this is kind of unusual.
Well, getting back to, you mentioned Facebook, I just want to point out how blatant this was. Meta did fire over 24 employees, and they say over 24. The number might be a lot bigger than that. And apparently, the people who work for Facebook, and they're saying some of them were contractors, not full-time employees. Well, secret is that these companies, usually half of the employees are contractors and not full-time employees. That's just the way they hire people through these agencies. But anyhow, there was a mechanism known internally at Facebook as the oops button, and it was a way that anybody could get into anybody's Facebook account, Vince. And apparently this was so pervasive that if you wanted to screw up somebody for whatever, for vengeance or spy on them, whatever, you could bribe one of these employees and they would, when no one's looking, go into a Facebook internal computer, get access to your user account, to everything you posted, and do whatever bad things that they were being paid to do. So this was almost like an organized crime racket inside operating at Facebook. And, when you first read the story, you figure, oh, no big deal, a couple of employees just screwing around. But read it over a second time, you realize this was like an organized crime ring operating in there. So, if any of our class members did have funny things happening to their Facebook accounts, and I think we've all had that at some point in time, it may have been somebody paid to actually go after you for whatever reason and screw up your life for whatever reason. So I don't know why it took them so long to crack down on this, but they did crack down on it. I'm hoping they changed this mechanism. So, Vince, you can't trust, a lot of times when you think you can trust something because they have kind of a patina of authority and we're in control, well, maybe they're not so much in control, because you look at something like this happening, and what does that teach you? It teaches you, look out for yourself, because there's probably no one else doing it for you.
Many years ago, my parents were informed that they had to change their credit card accounts, they had to change their bank accounts, because some moron in the East Coast left a notebook computer on the seat of the back seat of the car. It was stolen, and accounts were stolen.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japanese officials are reporting North Korea's military test fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can't carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. The Biden administration said Thursday Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has immunity in a lawsuit filed against him due to his high office. The lawsuit is about the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The immunity was discovered in the lawsuit filed by Jamal's fiance. She, in turn, slammed the Biden administration for its action of immunity. Comedian Tim Allen tells TMZ how Jay Leno's face is doing after getting burned this week.
You're going to be surprised. He's handsome and he's happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert, I know you have a full schedule today. What's next?
Vince, the biggest story of the day, of the week. We've talked about it often on USA Prepares. It's FTX and the crime that's being uncovered of the FTX cryptocurrency and the, well, racket that they were running. Vince, you know, it's funny because a lot of people are comparing FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried to Bernie Madoff. But I thought about it, Vince, and, you know, Bernie Madoff, before he died, he said something interesting. He said, you know, I never accepted money from anyone I thought couldn't lose it. And so there were cases he recounted of where somebody's niece wanted to open up a small account with him, and he would turn down those people with the excuse that, well, he's filled up and he didn't have room. So the difference is in the case of FTX, lots of people that really can't afford it got involved, put their cryptocurrency into FTX, and they are sadly probably going to lose everything. And these are, you know, young people, maybe a little bit naive and thinking this is, you know, the next big thing coming. But I don't know, Vince, does that make Bernie Madoff a good crook? Or, well, probably not, but it is an interesting contrast, isn't it?
Yeah, and they also talk about this being like a massive, massive fraud that was undetected. And there are people who were involved with this guy, Sam, like Tony Blair and like Bill Clinton and celebrities who were all pumping this up like, you know, no risk, low risk. This is just unbelievable. You ought to jump right in. All of them should pay a price for their allegiance to this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried. All of them, every single one who supported him, endorsed him, and led the flock to slaughter, should pay the price. It's an absolute outrage, unregulated. It's the Wild West. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, Vince, that it was so out in the open for people to do their due diligence. Now, you know, we didn't focus specifically on FTX. We talked often in class about how cryptocurrency was basically created out of nothing. There's nothing backing it. There's no there. Vince, one of the huge amounts of assets that they supposedly had on their totally fake balance sheets was their own cryptocurrency. So not only did they act as an exchange for Bitcoin and some of the other currencies, but they created their own out of nothing. I mean, could you imagine, Vince, you and I or a bunch of people in the Ozarks just get together one night and say, we're going to create our own currency, and you create, let's call it the Ozarkian, and you fill up the dining room table full of it, which would just be like, you know, it's nothing there, so there's nothing tangible. It's on a piece of paper or a piece of computer code, and you just say, we now have $10 billion worth of Ozarkians. I mean, that's kind of what he was, I mean, that's part of what he was doing. They would just say, well, we have all this currency in the bank that we own. Well, they created it out of nothing and said it was worth whatever number of billion dollars. I mean, totally crazy. So that was part of what was on their balance sheet. So was a lot of other cryptocurrency that did have value, at least market value at the time, that people put in there in the exchange with the idea of trading it. Well, they're tracking down where that is, and it's not, you know, cryptocurrency is made to be difficult to track, so it's going to be one nightmare how to track down everything that's been going on in this company. And it's not just a company, it's supposedly 40 different companies that this guy created and controlled. And where is he? He's still apparently in the Bahamas in a penthouse hanging out. So Vince, it's going to take it's probably going to be years before this whole thing unravels. And sadly, my prediction is almost nobody's probably going to get their money back.
Well, there is a way. There is a way. And I'm, class, don't think I am suggesting malice here. Don't think I am. But, you know, Bert, you understand insurance. And it's possible that a member of a corporation would be valuable to that corporation. And it's possible that the board of directors members could have a life insurance policy taken out on them by the corporation. Should something happen to them, there'd be a loss that could be somehow denominated or measured in Federal Reserve notes, dollars. So it's possible that people might end up taking out life insurance policies on this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried. And if he ends up dying, which is an entirely it's entirely possible that people are so mad at him of what he's stolen from them, callously, recklessly, fraudulently, that he may end up dying. And a person who had a life insurance policy taken out, who had an insurable interest in Sam Bankman-Fried, might get some kind of a payout. Now, class, please understand, I am not suggesting anybody kill anybody. But I know that there are people who are pretty darn frosted at this thug. Pretty darn frosted. Because he actually said, about morals, yeah, I lied about that. These people are thugs that do this kind of thing. Bernie Madoff, I think he was a thug too. I think his boys were involved in it. One of them killed himself. His wife, do you think that she didn't know what was going on? She probably didn't know all the details, but he probably mumbled in his sleep. He probably told her, you know, of some of the people he swindled. So, you know, I don't have even a modicum of respect for people like, this Sam, Bernie Madoff, and Epstein-Stein. Not a modicum. Nor Ghislaine Maxwell. Not a modicum of respect. As a matter of fact, I think they ought to do hard time. I mean hard time. Like it used to be hard time. Breaking rocks kind of hard time.
Yeah.
You know, or if they opt, they can end their hard time and save us all a lot of money. This is pure, unadulterated, unmitigated, unmoderated greed.
Yeah, that's this is just mind-boggling to wrap your mind around. They created what's known as the FTX token, or apparently they call them FITs, FTT. And they had about 250 million of them, I guess they're still around somewhere, of these tokens that reached a high at one point of $100. So 250 million times $100, if I did my math right, that's $25 billion. Right? So they created $25 billion out of nothing. And they started that in 2019, so for 3 years they were getting away with that. I mean, you got to wrap your head around that. They just literally created out of nothing. Think about how hard it is, how many years it would take a corporation like IBM or General Motors or Ford to create $25 billion of shareholder value. I mean, that's factories all over the world with inventory and employees and distributorships and you know, millions and millions of automobiles and trucks. Well, this was nothing. This was like, you know, ones and zeros, Vince. $25 billion.
You know, the problem, Bert, is the people who commit these crimes don't seem to pay the correct price when they are found guilty. They seem to get away with it at some level. And I think all the people involved should be hauled to the Juzgado, prosecuted, and an extreme penalty should be extracted. Bert, we have a caller, a student on the line. David in California, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Yeah, and is Bert? Yeah, you know, money used to be a stability, the money in circulation, that there was a loyalty to it. You know, if you were patriotic as an American or as a Frenchman or a British, whatever, there was a certain patriotism to using the money. And the idea that somebody would come up with an imaginary money that had no loyalty to it, much less that there was a stability in the patriotism, but the people that were trying for, whether it was Bitcoin or these other cryptocurrencies, currencies, they weren't looking for stability. They were looking for growth. And
of course,
you don't, you know, if you're a farmer, you're dealing with rain and soil conditions and droughts and things like that, the real world. But for somebody who's trying to make the money constantly fluctuate up and up and up and up, you know, you can smell a rat with that one. There's no logic to it, much less stability. So it, you know, somebody was offering to pay me in Bitcoin 5-10 years ago, and I asked, well, how can I get a cup of coffee with it? And, boy, that flummoxed him, you know, because, you know, it was always a growth thing for him. And so I stayed the hell away from there. Hey, you know, the real reason I called, you were talking about snow there. And I was reading an old book. There's, you remember, the CIA came out of a thing called the OSS. And the guy that ran the OSS was a guy named Wild Bill Donovan.
Yep.
So I was reading a biography of him, and yeah, I think in 1914, he was offered the job as Secretary of the Army by Woodrow Wilson, and he couldn't be reached because he was on vacation in New Mexico, and this town in New Mexico was buried in 19 feet of snow. And it was, I think it was like 34 days, they couldn't get word in or out of that town. And so he didn't become Secretary of the Army because he was so buried in snow.
Interesting story. And CIA was also, the predecessor to the CIA was the CIG, Central Intelligence Group. And you can learn more about that by reading Operation Gladio. David, thank you so much for calling
in. Sure. Stay safe.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
First of all, I want to thank those of you who have emailed me at instructor@usaprepares.com. And thank you for letting me know your thoughts. And it was unanimous. And people want us to keep doing what we're doing. Keep broadcasting. Keep telling the truth. And it was really heartwarming to read the emails. So thank each and every one of you for doing that. And if you'd like to weigh in, just send me an email, instructor@usaprepares.com. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Do you have any special topics you'd like us to focus on? Or do you just want to let us teach the way we've been teaching? Do you have any criticisms? I'd love to hear it. But it's unanimous. Not one email said, y'all ought to pack up and go home. Not one. So thank you so much for that. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, and just following up on what David in California said, it was just common sense. When you create a currency, it's designed to be stable. Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies were anything but stable. And I think millions of people get it. It's not a real currency. The people who were bought into it, well, they bought into it because they thought they were going to make money and sell it to the next guy at a higher price. It was never a currency. And it's just common sense, and that's what he was expressing. Vince, we don't often, in fact, we never give financial advice on USA Prepares, but can I go out on a ledge and say if you have Bitcoin, you should probably...
No, please don't.
Okay.
Don't say what you should do. But what you have done is you have explained quite eloquently that Bitcoin is based on the belief that it's going to go higher. That's what it is. And it's based on the belief that this algorithm that costs an enormous amount of processing energy, electricity, is really worth something. And my dad used to say that the stability of the Federal Reserve note is based on the full faith and credit of the United States government. And what he didn't say was, and the muzzle of their army. And that's really what it is. So it's the full faith and credit and muzzle of the government, meaning the weapons, that gives the stability and the belief that the Federal Reserve notes are worth something because they're not backed by anything right now other than the full faith and credit and muzzle. And and these cryptos are based, the market value is based on people believing that it's going to be worth more. I got to get in now because I can get one for a dollar, and pretty soon it'll be worth a dollar and 10 cents and $1.20, and, you know, get in before I miss out, the fear of missing out. And that's what it really is about, right?
And, Vince, let me turn the argument around this way for class. Do you see anything in the next year or two or any amount of time that is going to all of a sudden be such great news that hits us that's going to bring the price of Bitcoin higher? I just don't see it. And we talk about the U.S. dollar. Well, you know, Vince, the way I look at it is it's the cleanest shirt in a dirty laundry. The U.S. dollar has been doing okay because despite all our problems, we're still the best place to invest in the world.
Okay, so there is one silver lining in this really, really dark, mysterious cloud. And you and I both have the same degrees. We both have our master's in business administration. Both of us have been experienced at two teachings from instructors, different instructors. You had different instructors from the ones I had because we went to different universities for the same type of education. But here's one thing that could possibly drive the price of Bitcoin and other cryptos higher. And that is the cost of electricity keeps going up. And it takes an enormous amount of electricity to what they call mine or compute these Bitcoins. So that is the only thing that I can think of that would be measurable that could drive up the market value of Bitcoin, meaning electricity is so darn expensive that we can't afford to make any more of these things, so the ones that we have are worth more. Kind of like what happened to used cars a couple of years ago. The price of new cars had, you know, hit such astronomical prices that people said, the heck with it, I'll just get a used one. They bought the ones that were already out there in the marketplace rather than buying the new, more expensive ones. Your comments on that?
Well, it's an interesting theory. For sure, it's gotten too expensive for most of these so-called miners, and I've seen pictures of it. They call it Bitcoin mine. It's a rack of computers out in the desert where they can get cheap electricity. It's an interesting concept. I'll have to wrap my head around that and look at it. But Vince, real quick, we're signing off. I just want to say the solar index, the lowest I've seen in 2 years. So, interesting. The sun's taking a break right now.
And I can prove it, because that's what our meters are saying as well. We're generating just a very, very low amount of electricity. So low, in fact, that I switched our system to use the grid just so we can keep our battery bank full, because we can't keep the battery bank full and use electricity at the same time. Bert, thank you so much. See you next Friday.
You got it.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.